Why is it that we tend to see the faults in the akusala in others before we pick it up in ourselves? It's easier to see somebody else's fault than to see our own. Why is
And
that?
you know the answer, I believe. Yes, you know.
Well, I'm guessing it's because we have this idea of self, and self is okay. Well, the answer is not enough punya to see our own kilesas.
Right?
Lack of punya.
Lack of punya.
Lack of punya and thinking ourselves so important. We like to think we're good.
What else?
My condition.
Mana, yeah.
One more? Or what? Condition.
Yes.
Always conditions. To understand that there's no self, no one at all. Only condition. Just to remind whatever appears now is by conditions only. Are we now here by conditions?
Mm.
See, the answer is always conditions.
Well, we think we're here, but actually it's just seeing by conditions,
right.
Hearing, thinking by conditions, no we that's here at all in reality.
Conditions, see, the answer for everything.
I thought vitakka was the answer for everything. That was yesterday.
It's vitakka, not condition.
Right.
Yeah. All realities, yeah.
The point is that we seem to know the answer for that, but it's still like far, far away from getting that.
Yeah. Otherwise, one might think that Dhamma is so very easy, but actually so very subtle. Because whisper object is now appearing, how much understanding there are at that very moment. Ignorance.
Yesterday evening, towards the end of the session, we were talking about detachment, and you made the point, Sarah, how it becomes clearer that how necessary detachment is. And yet, in our discussions, we do not talk about detachment so very much, about the characteristics of detachment. And I suppose that's because it's like remote or... does not arise so often.
And can there be detachment without panya?
No. No.
That's why we stress on right understanding.
Yes.
Because right understanding will perform its function of detachment.
Yes.
Very little by little.
And that perhaps makes it a little bit clearer about why it takes so long
Because it goes together with detachment, this is very important. Otherwise, there is attachment to have panya again, or to try to have panya.
And that trying to know just goes in circles all the time. Wanting to understand and then... having aversion because there's no understanding, and so wanting to understand more, so just round in circles.
Only when panya sees or understands whatever appears as a Dhamma.
And Ajahn, what about the sense of urgency? Samvega, I think it's Pali, Samvega.
Is it real?
Well, it's some kind of effort.
That is thinking about it. But does it appear?
Not now, but...
Even if now, when it's not the object of understanding, it arises in false way. But one learns from reading that there must be cetasikas with panya, depending on what type of citta is there. Just to learn to know until it appears, otherwise it's only thinking about it, guessing, speculating all the time, like whether this moment has right understanding or not. Actually, at moment when it understands, no need to say that it's not self or it's a cetasika, different from other cetasika. If there is understanding of just a moment, see, don't mind about the past and the future, only that which appears, a moment of understanding, will be accumulated on and on to see that there cannot be anything together at that moment when just one object appears, only that object and that which experiences it. Impossible to know what cetasikas are there. Only when it appears like feeling, then it's different from the experiencing, but because it feels. So the understanding from books condition a moment of understanding an object which appears by conditions. By then, when there is the understanding of conditions, it will eliminate the idea of I, and it sees that not at the moment at all to develop understanding, only at moment of when that object appear to awareness and right understanding directly.
Can we say that
just as when there is a moment of understanding of reality, detachment is there, that when there is understanding of reality, there is already a sense of urgency or some wega at that moment, so it's there already at that moment.
Yeah. Not anyone who is trying to have it. At such moment, it's not the understanding of realities as not self.
Because no other
object can appear, just that one, so it's like there is a urgency, or because it's just that one reality which appears at that moment.
That's why we learn about when does vitaka arise and when does virya arise.
But Ajahn, it still seems that there is, after any kind of experiencing, a lot of akusala thinking, a lot, and
so understanding from learning, considering, on and on and on.
And can any kind of akusala be understood?
Yes.
Any kind?
Yes. Like what?
Like me. Like tiredness or dosa or mana to high extent. I mean, the whole process is
and lopa
dream.
If panya does not see lopa, can lopa be eliminated?
When we talk about seeing akusala, we usually think of the gross akusala because that's the one that we want to get rid of, but actually the aim is for panya to see the subtle akusala because that's the one that keeps us in the round of rebirths and is hardest to see.
For example, the asava, it follows the process of seeing. Or even in the process of seeing, there is kusala and akusala, depending on conditions. For those who do not have accumulation for kusala to arise, as very quickly as that. There's always a kusala, whether it's moha mulacitta or lobha mulacitta. If panya does not understand seeing or what in that process, like hearing or visible object and sound, no way to eliminate the attachment or ignorance from that which is seen or heard. That's why even one knows about asava and it does not appear, but by understanding the very moment of that object which appears, it's the only way to understand and have less asava, because panya is there instead of asava.
Ditti, avijja, and lobha all asavas. Why isn't dosa an asava?
No, because it's not as quick,
as
lobha in moha. Yeah.
Not as quick.
Ditti moha.
Can you explain that, please?
What arises now?
What is arising right now?
Mm-hmm. Lobha. Guessing that it's there, it falls away instantly. So, among all the 14 jetasikas, what arises more rapidly? The asava.
Lobha and ignorance.
But ditti?
Yes, kamasava, pavasava, tittasava, and avichasava.
Yes, but I'm wondering why ditti arises more rapidly than dosa.
By conditions, yeah.
What arises more often?
So my question
was, there are four asavas: kamasava, attachment to sense object; bhavasava, attachment to becoming, or no, attachment to becoming, attachment to
becoming.
Yeah, just to becoming. I don't know how else to say anything.
Yeah.
Avijasava, ignorance, and ditasava, wrong view. So my question is, why isn't dosa an asava?
Yeah,
and the question can go on, why not this,
yeah,
why not that, all the time, see?
It doesn't arise as quickly. Because here we're talking about the subtle kinds of kilesa.
You said the last sentence I didn't have. Something arises more often than something.
More quickly.
Pardon?
They arise more often.
No, we.
More quickly.
No, we.
Sorry?
No, we.
No, we.
Who can? We.
No, we.
No,
who? Okay, sorry. Yeah. Can it be said that that the asavas arise?
That is also by lobha.
Yes.
Each
it is.
Word. Each thought, yeah. So asava is there.
So they're more prevalent.
Avichasava.
They're more prevalent, is another
one. And who knows, see, they arise and falls away very rapidly. Only study and knows that it's beyond one's understanding to know such moment. But by having more and more understanding, when it's less and less, then one sees that that's the way to become enlightened. To the degree of arahata.
And to develop more detachment with
understanding. So don't mind about detachment. What about understanding? Whatever appears now as it is.
It's element.
Yes. Uh-huh. What is element?
Like seven.
Yes, and what is element?
It's something devoid of any nature and self.
When?
When it's now, but it's, I think...
What is now?
That what is gone.
Yes, but what is that which gone?
Something.
What is something? No. You it's gone, but before it goes away. What occurs?
Realities.
What is reality?
This what is caught by attachment and ignorance.
Attachment to what?
To anything.
No, just one thing at a time. See, this the difference between theoretical understanding and the direct understanding. It has to be very certain what object.
Yeah, but must learn a lot to know that.
But now there are many realities and only one can be directly appear to awareness. When it's there, it knows that that is the object. Right now, no precise understanding about each reality because they appear like together at the same time. But when it's a moment of understanding, only an object, just that object, the characteristic of it, not just thinking about it, appearing. Like now, visible object is appearing, but it's not the object of right understanding. But when time comes, there can be understanding of what appears, no matter it's visible object or sound, exactly the same, just in a moment. Appears in a moment, everything, see? That's the way to know that there are realities, different realities too.
You often say it must happen naturally. You know, no forcing, no trying.
Like just now, like seeing an invisible object, who tries to have it?
Yes. And I was thinking of kusala and agusala. And
what is agusala now?
Agusala now is attachment to trying to have some understanding.
And what is kusala now? See, we talked about many realities. Just talk about...
Yeah, okay. I was thinking of being natural, but the natural self, my natural self, seems to be full of agusala.
It is agusala itself.
Is agusala.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
But not just for you. It is not yours.
It's just agusala. Mm.
It's not the natural me.
Well, I think it's an attachment to being a person, being a good person, being someone who's kind.
So it's all clinging to the idea of me being this way.
So that's
way.
Ditti, the attachment. Yeah.
When it's me and my akusala.
Yeah.
I like this reminders on this seven dhatus. Because.
Okay, now.
Yeah, now.
Seven dhatus now. Yeah, okay.
I like this reminder. Yeah. It's helpful to consider. I mean, just...
But you see that you like the words as reminder. What about the reality now which appear as reminder instead of the words?
I don't know that.
When you talk about seeing, there's seeing. So it can be a reminder to understand that if there is no attention and no awareness, Panya cannot understand it as just that which sees, an element of seeing. Now it's the element of seeing and the element of visible object. What else?
It seems that naturally I don't think about this, but when I read I can start to think.
About seeing. The word or the seeing right then.
I mean, usually it's word, but...
Yeah, until there are conditions to understand, not by speculation or expecting at all. Just arise naturally by conditions. So it's so natural, like when there's seeing and there's no understanding, it is natural. And when there's seeing and understanding, it is as natural. But before it is natural, Panya develops to the degree to know the difference. But this is not natural yet. So Panya knows that later on, when there's more understanding, more conditions, and less attachment, then it is natural.
Mm-hmm. Ajahn, what about the beginning? The beginning.
Now. Yes. You think of the beginning, but now is the beginning. If it's not now, then it's you thinking about the beginning.
But I see this tree, for example, and no realities.
No reality?
No.
What do you see?
A tree, a nice tree over there.
Without the reality, can there be the idea of tree?
No.
So, what is seen, again, as a reminder of the reality which appears, not the word, but the reality which appears. This is the most important while one study the teachings, to know that any word represents a reality, to be reminded to understand the reality, not only the word. Like whisper object now, when you say, you see whisper object, or a tree, or what? Seeing is seeing. It cannot know the shape and form as tree at all. It only sees.
But afterwards there is a thinking of shape and form, so, and it's called Manovijñāna Dhatu.
You mean that while the rupa is still there, not fallen away yet, it's time for asava to be kamasava, or avichasava, or tittasava, according to conditions. But they are all unknown, because panya is not strong enough to understand it, because the processes arise and fall away in split seconds. It's only from learning and understanding it can condition moment of understanding, not a moment, but the difference between the seeing and visible object. To be precise, that visible object is not seeing, and seeing is that now sees. Any moment of seeing is that which sees. Otherwise, what is in the book is not helpful as it should be. Only remind us for understanding to develop now. This is the beginning, and begin again and again and again all the time. Because you see that even right understanding now begins, but after that, loss of akusala. So the beginning just a moment ago is covered up by all the akusala, so it has to begin again. Like when akusala does not cover up the previous moments. Otherwise, it's wrong path. Only thinking or taking something as what is written in the book, where it's not the understanding from this moment on.
It cannot be denied that the seeing, or that there's a visible object, that there's hardness, that there's sound. But that's after that, it's really... I guess what I'm saying is not much punya to know further than that, because there's no knowing the difference at this stage between the visible object and seeing. It's just, I don't know the difference. I mean, I hear this seeing and this visible object, but it's difficult to know.
You're praising the Buddha's virtues again and again and again. pressing again.
Pressing
again. To see the difference between his virtues and the others. Otherwise, nobody calls him Buddha, the enlightened one or the blessed one. Awakened one. Are you awake now? Why? You open your eyes.
Yeah, but I feel I don't know the realities, I don't know the truth.
Right.
I'm in a dream.
It's moment of being awakening.
To know the truth?
At moment of understanding a characteristic which now appears. Only that. Wake up and then fall asleep again, and wake up and fall asleep again.
Madonna, can you explain what's the meaning of pariyatti?
It is now when we talk about realities but not understanding it as it is.
So those are the moments of pariyatti, are still the moments of asleep.
Certainly.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
A moment of asleep, moments of pariyatti.
Are still moments of sleep.
Yeah.
Now the natural way is to be asleep most of the time, and occasionally for there to be moments of understanding, even just at the pariyatti level. But the understanding has to develop until the understanding becomes the natural way, like the dream states are now, so that there's more and more understanding, so it becomes more and more used to realities appearing, so that that becomes the natural, common way of living. But it has to develop.
Otherwise, what's the use of reading and reading and reading a lot of books? No use. If it cannot be conditioned for understanding reality right now. But at moment of reading, one understands that it's about whatever appears now. And then it will, vitaka, condition, thinking or touching that which is heard right then or read right then.
And also, whatever is seen right now is also a reminder of how little understanding there is. So we don't have to go anywhere for a reminder.
Why it's go? Just,
yes. It's a reminder of how little we know.
Yeah. From life to life, there are conditions to listen again, thinking over it again, beginning to understanding it again.
In talking about being natural,
what is more natural than now?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Even but unnatural is natural.
But I think I've thought about natural in terms of self, a bit like what you just said, Azita, whereas when you talked about it, it's a little bit clearer that it's by conditions.
Until when it's direct understanding.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think the more that we talk about this, the more that I see there's so much attachment to self, my idea of myself and how I behave in the world, and if I do something that's a bit gross, like playing kookaburras, waking people up, then I feel, you know, that's really bad. But again, it's just attachment to self. It's forgotten about conditions.
And this is actually more than the attachment and the wrong view of self, that there is any understanding, is more than asava, because, as Ajahn explained before, the asavas are the very subtle ones that there's no knowing about.
And without conditions, you will never hear the teachings. And even you heard it, it might not be conditioned to understanding it at all. That's why from moment to moment of accumulation of understanding, it can condition the understanding to whatever degrees, depending on conditions.
And it's so helpful to know that
even this, even the gross attachment or wrong view or other kalesa, any reality is not self at all. So otherwise it's just more clinging to self that doesn't want to have this or wants it to be another way, and that just conditions more and more attachment and wrong view of self. So it helps a lot to just understand that it's just a reality, and then detachment is there at that moment.
It seems that before we hear the Dhamma, we spend a lot of our time thinking that, I think for the most part, we're pretty good, you know, people with good qualities, etc. And the more you learn about the Dhamma, the more you realize that the kusala wholesome moments are so few and far between, both in terms of dana at any level, but I think you learn that one learns that really it's the opposite from what we thought at the beginning, that it's mostly a sea of akusala, and occasionally one rises above it.
The great thing is
to be able to appreciate these are just dhammas. Otherwise, there's so much clinging to it being this way or that way, but actually they're just conditioned dharmas that arise and fall away, and what happened this morning, completely gone. What happened a moment ago, completely gone. So actually can be beginning again even now with understanding of what appears.
So in that way, it can be easy to go from thinking I'm quite a good person to thinking I'm a terrible person, but still
same problem. When you do that.
And that's where the teaching about anatta is such a gift, that it can it can liberate from that.
Right.
Well, I think there's a bit of fear of kusala, because you hear these description of kusala chitta's filth and mire, and it conjures up all sorts of. Al and I were talking about it this morning. When there's a gusala, it's bad feeling, or it could be totally overjoy feeling, but it's classed as filth, and that's again clinging to an idea of self. Oh, I'm filthy, sort of. Just be aware of the agusala
more,
when it...
More clinging to self all the time.
Going back to yesterday's discussion about sanya, I have a question that when we cannot remember, it is a sanya.
Sanya arises with each citta.
So actually, sanya is not remembers. It's just a
sanya is there with that moment. Whenever citta arises, there must be sanya arising together with that citta. Seven chetasikas are there, including sanya.
But when we say we lost our memory,
yes, we can say anything. But sanya of self is there. Who cannot remember?
Say that sanya is just a record, to record.
Sanya just is there at this moment of knowing what appears.
At every moment there's an
aramana, an object of citta, and so the sanya rises for each citta and marks and remembers that object. So, for example, you've lost your key, but sanya is still marking whatever concept or whatever reality is experienced, even if it's not the one conventionally speaking we say is right memory, but it's still marking its object is still marking a sound, a visible object, or some concept or other. The concept may be about something that happened in childhood or some past deed, or so it may not be the one that is conventionally the right one, but it's still marking its object by accumulations.
It's like where the parsa arises now, where the manasikara arises now, see? Only thinking about the names. It seems like you lost parsa as you think that you lose sanya.
I think we're a lot of us have hooked on this sanya thing, giving sanya too much credit, because there, as you say, there's thinking and there's all the other jitta seekers that go into making up our story, you know, about lost keys and things. So sanya, as we say, just marks the object. It doesn't think. Thinking thinks.
Well, we think of a long story about the
lost keys, but actually just cheetah, cheetah, seek and rupa, so many cheetahs, so many sense and mind or processes.
Yeah.
Cheetah experiencing sanya, marking at each moment.
And who? And lost? And key? Or sanyas?
And what should we understand that why Buddha say that sanya is one of khanda, sanyana khanda? Why he stressed?
Would you like to answer?
The question was why sanya is
should.
Because it arises and falls away. It cannot stay. It is a reality. But when we talk about memory or sanya, or I can't remember something, or I forgot something, we usually think of the conventional sense and a situation. And that's not the reality of sanya. It's just a conventional idea. So when we hear names of chetasikas, we have to be careful that it is different from what we usually in our daily language in conventional sense understand about it. But if we remember that sanya is momentary with each citta, it's more easy to understand. So if you forget to buy salad or something, it means there is still citta which thinks and citta which marks the object. But it doesn't. When you think of yourself, it's not what you would like to remember. So we have to think of the momentary reality. And then it's easier to understand what sanya is.
And your question is, should we or something like that? Should we or something? No question like that?
Yes, because you said, what should we know or understand about sanya? So as soon as there's an idea of should we, what should we, then it's not understanding, it's self wanting to do something again. It's like the how question. So it's instead of understanding detachment from what appears now, it's like trying to have sanya or trying to understand sanya at that moment.
So it is like the thinking which comes in all the time. Like Sarah explained to me yesterday about visible object. We keep on thinking and then there is no seeing and there is not the experience of visible object, only thinking about it. And as Sarah said, we get trapped by our thinking. And then we will never know what visible object is or seeing. But we keep on having doubts and asking Ajahn what it is. And then we get more confused.
I think when there's thinking about things of which we don't have direct experience, then the thinking is just our idea of what these things are. And earlier, Ajahn mentioned that
the reason, one of the reasons that it's the present reality that needs to be known is so that its conditioned nature can be seen. And of course, it would be Panya that sees the conditioned nature of Dhammas, is that right? And that when we think now about conditioned nature of Dhammas, it's just thinking possibly conditioned by wrong view or ignorance, or because we don't have any direct understanding of conditioned nature. So is it, can we say it's better not to think too much about these things, just let Panya develop and then it's known?
Who thinks like that? Who is thinking?
Yeah, well, it's always an idea of thinking will think anyway. Perhaps we have the idea. Now.
Idea arises.
Yeah, perhaps the idea is there that the more thinking there is about these things, the better. But
for whom?
That would be also...
For whom?
Yeah.
Better for whom?
Better for me, of course.
Okay, for you.
And if there's the idea of less
thinking is better, then also better for whom?
But can we say, Ajahn, like, better for Panya?
Really?
I don't know. I would like to hear.
Only words, only Panya, words, yeah.
But then there is this danger that I will get attached to one kind of thinking or developing. Like, when there is clear answer, or do like this or do like that, then...
Deceiving yourself?
Yeah, deceiving. Now or...
Until right understanding knows that thinking is thinking, no one there.
Yes. But what about considering? Considering can be also thinking. So I don't know what you think about that.
Thinking and considering, is it good or are we trapped or...
Oh, I understand Ajahn's explanation. It's like there's no rule, but only whatever appears now can be understood. If there's no understanding, no understanding. But yes, I understand what Ajahn has been explaining to us, that the only things that can be understood is what appears now, and there can be no rule because we all have the accumulation to find a rule about things, how things should be. But in the end, only the reality now, which appears, can be understood. And apart from that, there's nothing to be done, or nothing to, no rule to be followed.
As soon as there's the idea that there should be more thinking or less thinking, or be in the trap or out of the trap, or how should there be more knowing of Sanya or whatever, it's all, none of it is understanding what appears at this moment, because it's all clinging to self at those times.
But I'm just wondering about considering, because we often think of what is considering. And it seems like thinking about the truth, but it's again thinking.
Six doorways. And what doorway is that?
Through mind door.
Yes.
So we are wondering what considering is the right way of considering. Then it can only be by conditions when there is panya, yeah? Not when there is no panya, otherwise it's self who considers.
Trap, if it's a chance answers it's good, then we'll try to create it, and that it's already ignorance.
And what do you mean by creating?
But thinking about something as considering, if that we got the answer that it's something good to do, then like there's again the idea of self trying to do something. It's difficult. I mean, the Dhamma is so difficult.
Perhaps it's a little bit like
We were talking about reminders. Reminders can come from the book. Reminders can come from what is seen. And thinking can be a reminder also of that which thinks.
By conditions.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Then it should not be the idea of self who thinks, but often comes in that self is thinking, and then it's wrong again.
I think whether there's thinking about something or there's like wondering about something or trying to know, won't these things already happen by condition? So I think that at this moment, whatever appears can be the object of understanding. I think that's what I understand. I don't know.
It sounds like it's a bit like the development of direct understanding. Can't be forced, arises naturally, unexpectedly. And if we think we should be thinking about something or not thinking about something, it's wrong practice. That it all needs to happen the right way would be naturally, unexpectedly, spontaneously, by conditions. And if there's a sort of a worrying or fretting, should I be doing this or should I be doing that, or stop thinking or something, then you're off the track.
Like we know that Pariyatti is wise considering, wise thinking about realities, but if there is trying to have Pariyatti or trying to think wisely, then that's just thinking self mm-hmm. again. Mm-hmm. It's not Pariyatti. So if we say, okay, I'm going to try and understand about elements to develop more understanding, then clinging is there. So as soon as it's trying to have it, it's not understanding what appears now.
And I think usually when we all do that, when we have this kind of, like trying to get some hints or some rules, usually it's motivated by the idea, oh, I haven't got the understanding yet and I should have it now or more or something like that.
It's clinging to self, and yes. Actually there's wrong view behind it mm. that has the idea that this is the way.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think often of the reminders, listen more, consider more.
So that
can be a condition.
Naturally.
Naturally, not by the self.
I think it's like an inducer.
How? Sutta Maya Panya, Chinta Maya Panya, and Bhava Maya Panya, or whatever. Bhava Maya Panya or Bhavana?
Bhavana
Maya. Bhavana Maya Panya, yeah, Bhavana. Yeah, it's induced somehow. We read the Buddha teachings and then.
But we have to always consider what is meant. For example, Chintamaya Panya, Panya based on wise considering of the teachings. Like now we've heard a lot, and now there is wise considering about what is visible object, what is seeing, what is understanding, what is detachment, what is reality at this moment. Such considering now is conditioned already. So it's not trying to have such considering or trying to have more of it for oneself, but that wise considering, the understanding of based on what one has heard and considered, is conditioned at this moment when it arises. It can be known too. It's a reality. It's also not self.
Yeah, that's why we have all these discussions to, and that is natural, the reminders that we get then. But I heard Ajahn say on the radio, we should consider in detail. So just in detail, you said, la'iyat.
And Why not?
Yeah, I think in our daily life, have more examples or think of examples, but it's thinking again.
When it will bring the understanding of no self, no matter how detailed it is, it should be learned to know.
Yeah.
And what's the Chintamaya Panya?
Panya based on But why is considered?
Panya, which thinks, not we.
Think as I know, or what?
The understanding based on wise considering of dhammas as not self, as anatta.
Mm-hmm. So the point is that Cintamaya Panya or Pavanamaya Panya or Sutamaya Panya is moment of understanding of no self, not just this and that in details.
Mm-hmm. And not just reading and thinking to have more understanding, because then it's not any understanding at that moment.
Whatever one reads and one understands, that no self, that is Sutamaya Panya, Cintamaya Panya, and Bhavanamaya Panya.
And I'm reminded my son's admonitions all the time. The other day he was at the house, and of course he's trying to tell me I should do meditation. And I tell him that when we try to do something, it is done with a sense of self. It is not going to lead to understanding. And he says, but what? But look at all the monks who do that. They, when they meditate, they reach a state of, according to my son, they reach a state of meditation whereby they can continue to meditate, but at the same time, there is pitarana, consideration of, let's say, a dhamma, or consideration of the teachings or whatever. He claims that this can occur. And I said, but if you are saying, I'm going to sit from, say, 5 to 6, and then, so at some point we're going to do considering, it's not natural. It's not being done in terms of in a way that understands the idea that conditions are going to condition that, rather than sitting and doing it. And then his answer to me was, but then you do the same thing. You go to a Dhamma class every Saturday from 2 to 4. What is the difference? I don't know what I can say to my son to get through to him. I don't know.
So your son take who as refuge?
Who does he take refuge in?
Who does he take refuge in? I would assume he feels he takes refuge in the Buddha.
No, not at all. To
not at
monks.
How can how can we say he's not taking refuge in the Buddha?
He should know what Buddha taught.
Exactly. That's okay. All right.
About now, realities.
Yeah.
No self.
It's very frustrating to me because I can't explain as beautifully as, say, some other people can explain. But I can understand this, and but to be able to explain it to him is another story.
Rather than getting into arguments about whether or not one should meditate or not, what about just asking him whether he agrees there is only now, the present moment, and asking what is the reality now? Because wherever one is, whatever time, whether sitting cross-legged or standing, there is reality. So just say you're interested in coming closer and closer to the present reality, because that's all there is now. So ask, what is the present reality? Otherwise, it's like saying you're wrong, and asking more about what is true now, what is real now.
I have dosa.
That's what I would like to ask Ajahn, because we talk about the elements. Let's say elements.
Now.
Yes, now. And elements even. Yeah. Okay, but nice. But
what is the element appearing? What element is appearing now?
Thinking element.
And?
And
all elements, so hardness even right now, is element too.
Element and seeing element and
all thinking.
Consciousness element, pasta element.
But Ajahn, this comes unknown usually in my life, and what is in my case, or let's say accumulations, it's that what prevails, and my attention goes there very often, is the elements that are harmful. I mean, sometimes my accumulation are really huge, akusala, and these elements, pains, like dosa, mana, whatever, but to the very high extent and the long stories. So usually when I think on Dhamma, I think on that element.
Thinking, element.
Thinking, element, the things of... because what I want to ask, this is still element, isn't it? No matter akusala, it's still element.
Yes,
the same.
Like Dhamma, like whatever is
so
real.
So no problem with anything, actually.
Akusala element?
Yes.
So have accumulation quite a lot?
A lot.
And what's the result of it? It's not you who can do anything, but there are conditions for the unpleasant result, the vipaka, and more pakatupanisya pachya for akusala and ignorance, not being able to understand whatever appears.
Yes, yes, but...
But
is it
it's not you who will be born somewhere unpleasant, woeful plane.
I think my... the most harmful pakatu panisaya pacha is that I take all for that's mine. It's not element. I always
what is not element?
Mine.
What is not element?
Concept.
But who has concept?
What is not element? I can say what is not element. And I think, Ajahn, because, okay, the dosa is element, mana is element, diti is element, a lot of elements like isa, machacharya, elements. But when it comes to the long story about that things, I think that long story is not an element.
But without elements, can there be such long story? So, what is behind?
I doubt. Maybe this doubt long story is mine.
An element. Until you know that, then you'll be sure that all are elements. Whatever is real is an element.
Yeah, but it's painful, really painful.
Painful is element. Yes.
I hear because I doubt a lot of
and doubt
sometimes.
And doubt is not you. The element of doubt.
Yeah, that's funny thing is that it doesn't last. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything, all conditioned realities.
So much impression that it's mine.
I support.
And what's the use of reading a lot about Pachaya when everything is still mine?
Yeah, that's I see that moment. Pachaya, it's no matter
but
what happens.
But it's in
Pachaya.
Your mind about a concept of Pachaya, but not at moment of seeing. Without this as aramana, citta cannot arise to see. See, even this in life. From moment to moment, all are conditioned by Pachaya. Learning to understand Pachaya, not to think about it only.
But can I ask one question? So can I assume now that with this kind of accumulation I have bring more and more unpleasant result and tendency? And
yes.
With this, can I assume now that Panya may not appear this life?
Who guarantee...
Yeah, so I can
but
assume.
But conditions are there. No matter who said this or that.
And what about the bad guys, really bad guys? I mean,
what's
very
that?
Strong accumulation. A bad guys.
Bad guys.
I mean, strong accumulation. Yes, accumulation, akusala, yeah. They can still understand or not.
Yeah.
They can understand?
Yeah, if, I don't know, it's a question.
They can be understood. Oh.
Lucas, do you know the story of Agulimana?
Yes, but this is just extreme story. but I think he was not bad.
Who knows that one day the accumulation will be as extreme as that?
Like whom, Ajahn?
Who can guarantee that one day the accumulation of akusala wouldn't be such degree of akusala?
To kill someone?
To do anything, Agulimana. Yeah.
If a kusala just keeps on accumulating and more deeds are performed, then it can lead to this.
Yeah, but
I don't think he needs to hear this.
No, no, I think
but that's why you know there has to be understanding now. That's why it's so urgent to really begin to understand, to develop understanding now, because otherwise,
if there's no understanding now, then akusala is bound to accumulate more and more.
But I mean, idea of self comes very often, very.
So why do you read about Tatu and Pajia?
To have less akusala.
To understand reality right now.
Yes, but this.
Otherwise, it's you who read a lot.
But when this appears, this strong akusala, this.
It is akusala Tatu.
Akusala Dato.
Panya has to
be helpful to understand.
So strong like that that it can realize or it can understand. Akusala is just arising and falling away like other conditioned reality. And that's the way that Panya can see and understand. No matter it's kusala or akusala, they are only elements or Tatu. Now.
So, no problem.
Till next time.
Can we say nimitta of akusala?
All realities.
Dream.
Yeah.
Nimitta. And this is actually the same answer to.
And what do you mean by dream? See, it has to be very precise. In what sense?
It's not the dato, that's the...
From book?
Yeah.
They are gone. Like in a dream, when one wakes up, nothing's left from the dream.
I think, Ajahn, once you mentioned to on the recordings that isn't it good to know one's own accumulation?
Certainly.
So even this kind of accumulation happens...
Even right now, talking about Tatu, what's about the accumulation of citta at that very moment, see?
Something, but even this bad behavior can be, or akusala can be known, I mean...
If it's not the result of understanding of this moment, it will lead to another harmful moment, from moment to moment. So very dangerous.
But I still cannot get it clearly, like it's dangerous. I can speculate
and
about
what
that.
Did Buddha say?
Appreciate goodness and study Dhamma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
it's
not so strong inducer for me. Because but, books, for example,
but,
are more...
But like, what did he say?
Do good.
Tatu. Tatu. Uncontrollable,
yes,
but it can be developed.
Yes.
Why not now? If it's not now, it would be like akusala more and more.
It was said in Tipitaka, the owner of our kamma, we are the owner here.
With Pakatu Panisya Pajaya, not only kamma. So Buddha pointed out what is benefit and what is not benefit for those who can see. And when right understanding it is there, it conditions the way of wholesomeness in life all the way to that path leading to more and more understanding. Vajja Satya will bring about the Jnana Satya, which will lead to Makkha Satya, only way.
And what is the first?
Vajja Satya.
Vajja.
Speech.
Vajja Satya.
All the Buddha's teachings.
Teachings. I haven't heard that before.
Yes, Vajja Satya. Whatever he taught, each word, it's truth.
Yeah.
So it's Vajja Satya will lead to Jnana Satya, which will lead to Makkha Satya.
What I was just going to say was what
Ajahn said about it not being in the book and not just
how much one has studied about elements, but understanding this moment, what is real now as element, as anatta. And this is also the answer to the considering and listening, because we think in terms of considering and listening, which Nina mentioned, in terms of how many hours we read or how many hours listen to Ajahn on recordings. But this isn't what is meant when she says consider more. It means at this moment, consider more, understand more of about the reality at this moment, regardless of whether one is shopping or swimming or eating or talking to friends or opening the book. So it's not a matter of setting a rule of opening books more or listening to what she says more, but understanding more at this moment of what appears, to really understand what Dhatu is.
That sounds like a long reminder, but actually what I like is a short reminder, like Ajahn says, why can't we read from realities? I like the short one.
Very much.
But Ajahn often says, develop it now. That is also, like you said, it's not a rule, but when there are conditions, it can be. When there are no conditions, it cannot be developed now.
So it's not you who develop.
No.
One shouldn't forget about the first word, Dhamma. No one there, only realities. Even the first word, second word, conform with the rest of the teachings.
Detachment.
In the book?
It's not actually like just...
You can recite the whole Pali word. Yes, but what about now? No word. But the... Suttamaya Panya can condition the Kichayana and Pavana right now. So the books is so benefit if it can condition this moment of understanding.
But you mean the word
must condition direct understanding, then it's helpful, or any kind of wise reflection?
It depends on what one is reading. One reads with the understanding of no self at moment of reading, and what is read all about realities are not self. That is right attitude of studying, purpose of studying. But if one just want to read and read and read to get words, only that, no understanding of whatever appears, it's not the benefit of reading. It's only condition more and more words.
Yeah, this is very good reminder, and it can also be applied to listening to tapes. Like I do in Holland, I listen to tapes. That it is not me.
To understand reality right now, just for that moment. And without that, one can see that there is no conditions for direct awareness at all. And shouldn't one expect how much that it can condition direct awareness? It's wrong again. But by understanding at any time, anything, akusla or kusla, can be object of understanding to realize that they are Dhamma, no self, not me. And this will condition more and more understanding of whatever will come. This life or next life, we don't know. Otherwise, when whatever appears tomorrow or next year or next life, ignorance is there. But when there can be understanding of reality right now, it develops by conditions. And the point is that at moment of reading, there can be understanding, direct understanding of what is there, seeing and thinking, and visible object, and other realities, no matter when and where, reading or not reading.
I think this story of Agulimala is a very extreme situation, but it's a good example of conditionality, because it must have been many many, many lifetimes of listening and understanding for that really keen understanding to arise for Kulimana. So,
Would you like to recite the parami, the 10 paramis?
I don't remember.
So?
I can.
Okay.
Without parami, it's impossible to have right understanding to that degree of no self.
You need them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I was asking if this is possible, because they, like in Dhamma, if I just throw it, it will not go up, you know. So that's true, you know. But my question was if this is possible with really bad accumulation to get Nibbana, for example.
Nibbana.
Yeah, with a very bad accumulation.
What about understanding Dhatu right now instead of Nibbana, because Nibbana is not now?
Not for anything
else. Yeah.
But when you ask the question whether it is possible in this life, do you mean you have another way?
No, another way. No, another way. I think I have no choice.
Still, I.
I think what you.
No choice.
Yeah.
There is no choice.
Yeah.
What you can know is that a developing understanding will accumulate, and as the accumulations of understanding grow.
I hope before my lifestyle will kill me.
Well, that's why you're here. I mean, that's the only thing we can know. Akusala accumulations can grow with akusala behavior and or thinking or views, and understanding can grow as understanding develops. It will grow, and there will be more accumulations for understanding and for kusala. So that, you know, that's there's no guarantees beyond that. But that's, you know, developing understanding is the key.
And it can only be now.
Yeah.
It's always now.
Yeah. No choice.
Who has?
Does anyone?
Who has?
I think no one has.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I think we are in the Sankhara Dhamma world.
We?
A being.
What is Sankhara?
What are beings?
I mean conditioned.
What is Sankhara?
Sankhara, it's a conditioned.
No reality?
Oh, what? Every kind of, like citta.
Each moment is Sankhara.
Yes, from moment to moment. And
is sound Sankhara as well? Whatever is there.
Yeah, I mean that sometimes it's not easy.
The doubt comes and everything. And
is doubt real?
Must be real. And
so, is it you?
No.
This is the understanding from reading a lot about Dhatu and everything.
I mean, it's still not enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's only the point.
As long as it's in the book, it's not enough at all. And no matter one keeps on reading the whole life without understanding whatever appears, it's not the result of reading. Where is the wise manasikara at moment of reading? See, considering the truth of that which the words represent.
Yeah, but I cannot do anything to have more.
No one can have
so
choice.
Conditioned element.
And why does one read?
To have more.
More what?
In manasikara.
Yeah. To condition what? To be conditioned.
Condition
for direct understanding right now. This is the point. So you can see by yourself with when does it produce result or when does it not. While one is reading, there can be moment of understanding whatever appears. By conditions, the seeing, it can be the sudden moment of understanding by the accumulated conditions to know that it's only seeing and whisper object and then thinking and other realities right then, instead of waiting for this is time for reading and the other time is for other things like considering or developing. They are all anatta. When whatever appears, Panya can see the anattaness of that reality which is conditioned. No one can do anything. That's why we read with understanding, with wise manasikara. Not just to understand the meaning of the term or the word, but understanding reality which the word talks about or explains. Like visible objects, see, in many, many books, in almost every sutta. But what about seeing right now, according to what is learned? Exactly the same. But when it's not the direct understanding, one knows it. It's not yet the understanding of whatever appears. But those who had become enlightened in the time of Buddha, they started from like now, on and on, until then. That is Adhidhana Parami and Satya Parami. That's why without the Parami, no conditions for enlightenment. No matter of what stage. So, is that Parami now? You mean no understanding? So what's the use of reading?
Like now there is wise considering reality, so must be edited.
I mean with reading it's different because sometimes
you'd like to know more about the words and the story.
Not so much actually.
So you read other books and other books and other books. Keep on reading books.
I read because I want to understand.
What?
I mean realities.
Right now. Right now. It has to be right now.
But it doesn't come.
So Panya knows the difference between the intellectual understanding and direct understanding.
Mm-hmm. But the moments without... Because sometimes, for example, come the moment with some kind of different moment than usually. Like,
always different.
Yeah. But seems like this attachment and ignorance all the time. Dreaming.
Attachment is a reality.
Yes, but it doesn't appear. So this is the.
So that's why one learns to know that it's only a reality. It's not easy, right, Kunashita, to understand, but it can be one day.
Like when you talk about doubt and. Or about unpleasantness, but at moment of wisely considering the doubt that appears now as just conditioned reality, not self at all. It is Satya Parami then, Adhidhana Parami, because it is.
Sarah,
I was saying that, for example, Lucas talks about doubt now or unpleasant feeling now or attachment to coffee now. Then a moment of understanding that reality, even intellectually, there is such a parami, there is Adhidhana parami, because there is the wise considering of the truth of that reality. There is resolution, Adhidhana, at that moment. There is urgency.
You claim that in that moment parami. I don't even know what's kusarai parami.
I said when there is understanding of that reality. When there is understanding.
In my life.
No.
So it's not this
jit
dhatu. because it's not parami, because there are akusla. You read with attachment.
Yes, I know.
So it's not parami. Yeah.
But I'm saying there can be even now what you, because you say, but it's doubt and it's unpleasant feeling. But even now, doubt is a reality. It appears.
Yes.
There can be understanding even now of doubt or attachment at that moment when one's thinking of the coffee. And at that moment of understanding, it is what one's read about. It is dhatu. And at that moment of understanding, even so slight, it is, there is parami then.
But somehow I don't complain. That there is no parami. I mean that it's, I accepted that as akusala all the time.
Because you see that while one is reading with attachment, it cannot be parami at all.
Yes.
So at this moment, while we are talking about parami, for those who have accumulated understanding that reading is not just to have more and more words, but really to understand what is read about right now. At that moment, there are parami for that person reading for the sake of understanding, not for me at all. But while one just enjoy reading to know more and more and more with akusala, that is not parami, because that cannot be conditioned for direct understanding to arise. Because lopa is very, very crafty.
Yeah, that's
the big boss.
Big boss. Yeah.
Yes, from morning up to now. Anytime.
Wanting to consume.
Yeah. What is there? In the book or now?
No, it's now.
You think about the words or that reality which is attached.
So at the moment when attachment is there, when attachment appears, can there be parami even then?
About the parami, I'm totally not aware what they are, the meaning of the parami. I cannot say anything.
Truthfulness.
Like this, but I mean this must be kusala, and I
all
never had opportunity to be similar with the parami.
So you mean that your life is led by akusala?
Yes.
I see similarities.
Yes. I know Azita points also from these recordings when she asks a question.
Why?
I like Azita points because she always complains that she has also problem of dosa or something, isn't it? Oh yeah. So yeah, I feel some kind of closeness to Azita.
Or more, or more than her. Close and more.
Close to everybody here.
No, because
dosa moha most of the day.
Because Ajahn, sometimes, you know, people are different, and I see some people who really, what you say, true, they can have opportunity for parami many times.
But it's you who see.
Yes, that's okay. How I think now. But I know myself, and I know that's...
And from now on, there can be the development of understanding that it's not you, only tattoos. Yeah.
Because all this thinking about me and my accumulations and Azita and her accumulations, and actually it's not helpful to understanding, just the reality.
And I have a lot of regrets afterwards.
And what is regret?
More dosa.
It's the reality that really, that it's not pleasant.
Even we don't name or call it dosa, the characteristic appears as a dhamma, a reality.
One more with love.
Two marks? Oh, that's enough.
Thank you. They will not.
Accumulation.
Yeah. But what about the agitation now? For example, now I'm agitated.
Just remember one word, reality.
And then regret afterwards.
Reality. Agitation. In order to know that they are not me, not self at all.
Even you don't call a dosa, the characteristic appears as a reality. I thought that only after the first vipassana jnana, or also before.
Before. Otherwise, how can vipassana jnana come?
So even before vipassana jnana,
from now on,
yeah. The dosa of the
from
present moment.
From moment to moment,
by conditions,
yes, to know that it can be understood as a dhamma, a reality.
Yes. Yeah. Not naming it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can appear, yeah. But we don't know yet what is nama and what is rupa. So
we don't have to say or call because it appears as it is.
But when it is mixed with rupa,
that is not right understanding
of any. Yeah.
So right awareness is aware of just a reality. Even it's so sudden, so very little, but it's there to be known that so quickly.
But even if it is not known yet as nama.
Why do you call nama? Because the characteristic
mental.
Is known. At moment of thinking that it's nama, it's not the moment of understanding that object. For example, taste. You didn't have to call. Can you tell me what the taste is?
If I think of that, if I will think a little.
And after that, can you tell me what the taste is?
After I think, yes.
Oh, yes. Now you thought.
Yeah, now I thought that.
So please tell me what the taste is.
Tastes like coffee.
It's good.
See, again, thinking. It's the moment of experiencing it. So the experiencing of an object is more precise than just try to explain. Because at moment of thinking of the word coffee or bitter and sweet, it's not at the moment of understanding the taste. That's why when there's understanding, there's no word to think about.
Not even
different
nama.
Moment. Yes. So that is wrong studying, because starting with nama doesn't help. But by understanding that which appears is better.
I have to consider this more.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Is Dhamma discussion a blessing?
Great blessing.
Mm-hmm. How many blessings are there? What?
I think the hearing Dhamma and the coming across good friends.
And before that?
I have no idea.
What about bad friend?
Oh, bad friends. They're mm-hmm. not good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
But
Siajan, I cannot say about more blessings. I only have opportunity to learn these two things. Now I cannot tell more blessings. I really don't get
okay,
them.
If you cannot tell the name of all the blessings, what about Kusala?
I don't mean the name. I cannot feel them. What they
you know
are.
What is Kusala and what is not Kusala?
I know what is Akusala.
And the opposite is Kusala.
That what brings to the wholesomeness and the uh-huh. gladness and then goodness.
By understanding Kusala, it can condition more Kusala moment. If there is no understanding of Kusala, then there are more moments of Akusala. So it's better to know about Kusala. Now you have two, right? Two blessings, two kinds.
I heard today from John about another one. It's knowing or something, the past Kusala deeds. Past Kusala deeds, you mentioned something.
Having done good deeds in the past.
In the past. And he explained it's not like in the past, it's now, because all is gone, but it's like
but
now.
But they're all past.
They're all past, but yeah, that's what he meant. It's a very good reminder. But not so...
But yeah. Do we have to know all the names of the blessings, or it can be
but
done or developed?
Meaning, I don't understand the meaning of some of the blessings. For example, Kusala, I don't understand.
You don't have to know the name, but you understand what is wholesome and unwholesome. not so clear, but you know the difference between the two, like hatred and non-hatred. Mm-hmm. See, is non-hatred a blessing too?
Hatred?
None.
Metta?
Yes.
Well, it's...
If you doubt, look it up in the book, then you know. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter because all good qualities or good dharmas must be blessings in one way or another way. Like dana is one way, sila is one way. All are blessings. Dharma discussion is blessing, you know, see? Kindness.
Like now we're with people and there can be dosa or there can be metta. It's a blessing to have an opportunity, or it's a blessing to have an opportunity, or blessing to be able to develop metta at this moment. Through understanding, metta can develop. It's a blessing.
You have good friend, or you be a good friend.
Yeah, I've heard this before.
He's helping.
I have a good friends, but I'm not a good friend to others.
So no blessings.
Oh.
But he is helping.
When he remembers.
No, but he remembers.
Some you know.
This is very hard, very hard. For me.
No, without considering, one knows about the blessings. As much, 20 or 37. But at moment of being good friend, you don't have to say that it's a blessing. And you just want to have good friends, or you want to be good friend, no matter to this person, anyone. More and more blessings.
And that good friend that you speak of, that's actually a kusala moment.
Can I add something?
Is it going
flat? Yeah, you want to say something?
No, I think it's going
because to I actually, before studying Dhamma, I had this experience. I was with people. I was doing the meditation thing, 3 years, as I told. And I learned a lot of wrong view, as I may say, or some kind of approach. And for me, it's hard sometimes to hear do this or do that, because during these 3 years, when I was there, these all people tell me, do this, develop this, develop this, develop this, develop this. And what only I could bring was really, I got aversion to that, because nothing changed in my life. Even I hear, even I do that, nothing could change. And I start to read the Buddha texts, because I wanted to know why I cannot change myself to be a better person. And that's somehow it's hard to me to hear, like, about kusala when it's not.
And now? Some change?
Because the words, different words, even in the book, some words bring me something, and some words bring me something.
Like what, please, we would like to share. To know.
Elements and ayatanas.
Yes, yes, I'd like to know what changed you, the ayatana or what?
The self goes out. Mm-hmm. It disappears for a moment.
At moment of reading about ayatana.
Then there may be kusala, but when I hear kusala, do this, or parami, it's nothing happens.
Tatu, because you do not remember at that moment that even that is tattoo.
Yes.
Or I that has to do something.
Because no one told me before that it's tattoo. They say me, you must do to be a better person. Even the people who I was doing meditation, they explain 37 blessings different way. When you practice meditation, then you must see that your life changes, that you are not taken by any kind of this situation. They explain it like...
And you know that that's wrong.
Yes, I know.
By conditions that you have accumulated to see the difference.
I know that, yeah.
So that's a change.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little change, yes. I didn't say I didn't change because I was really bad person before, but now I'm a bit better.
It's a big change.
Yes, a big change.
It's a big change.
For coffee too?
No.
One of the things I find is that the meditators always one of their arguments is usually that when they meditate, their behavior in normal life, when they're not meditating, changes. And that was not my experience when I meditated years and years and years ago. And I know why, but at the time, I didn't know why. And the meditators, they still claim that they can get people to change. And I disagree with them, simply because they're still doing it in a form of with a sense of I and with a kusala. That's basically it.
Yes.
And they're not paying attention to reality.
But don't you think, you know, some people may, like you're saying, you didn't get anything out of it. But obviously some people do, maybe very pleasant feelings.
Well, this is what that happens to many meditators. They get attached to the pity, or what they think is pity, that arises when they meditate for a long time, and they get attached to that, and they think they're getting jhana, and they think that that's going to lead to understanding, and da 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 da, and yet there's no attention to a reality at all.
I think every one of them would be different. I don't know if they all think they're in jhana.
Yeah,
I think everyone's
they
different.
Do. They having jhana all. What they changed.
All it did for me, I tried 2 days of meditation, and all it did was make me really angry, so I stopped.
Yes. And what's the purpose of meditation?
I don't know why I always think.
They claim the purpose
to develop calmness. Because they
no understanding for them.
They claim the purpose is develop calmness so that they can kind of see better their
the self is
states.
Better. No understanding.
Yeah, no understanding. That's what.
That's why there is no word in Pali. I think meditation. It's only bhavana, the development of understanding. Or the development of calmness.
Quite a different meaning.
Yeah. And there's going to be a meditation center now in Poland, I think.
It is a meditation center now in Poland. But you talk about the Theravada Foundation.
Yeah.
I don't think so. It will be too much on meditation because in Poland, many years, there is a meditation center now, Vipassana, they call them, saved by it. I think it will be something different than meditation.
So one can see that if it's not right purpose of studying, then it will go wrong, like study and then meditate.
Yes. It's actually, I think, very dangerous idea to meditate without any introduction to Buddha teachings. It can lead astray whenever, wherever.
And wrong idea, whenever there is meditation.